That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How is it going, Johnny? Are you surviving the cult attack, which you appear to be under? Cult.
I've had a few strange things turn up in my letterbox over the years, and one of them was the other day. I had a piece of paper, not much bigger than a 20-cent piece, with some text on it saying, "Don't be fooled
by
tricks."
Would you say it's the size of a 50-cent piece then?
Two 20-cent pieces?
You don't want to go. It looks like a 50-cent piece size. What you might as well just.
All right. Let's not dispute the finer details of a piece of paper. It's content
small.
That matters.
It's small.
It says, "Don't be fooled by tricks of Jesus." In 1982, London court found Jesus exiled to France and died his age of 84. Then church shrinks in Europe, ban the deceitful church programs on national TVs. And then there's a web address, victoryaltar.org.
The last line, I'm totally behind the last line. I mean,
yes. Well,
what can you tell me about Victory Altar, Peter?
I can now tell you quite a lot. I've been digging around. You know, I've had an interest in a number of these Korean religious groups. And in fact, I've had some recent information about Shinjeonchi. This is the large one that's caused a great deal of concern in Auckland because they've been very active in the university and in various other contexts in effectively sort of taking people and pulling them out of university and pulling them out of their communities of support into their rather strange group. Shinjeonchi is, which keeps reappearing in various forms, I thought initially, is this another form of this group? But South Korea is full of what you call neo-Christian groups. So this is the sort of groups that believe that Jesus Christ has to be Korean and has to take a current form with some Korean figure.
Are they short on paper, though, or why is it so small?
The small size, I think, has come directly from that website. If you'd been brave enough to go to that website, you would have found more or less an identical version of it, a little square containing the information that you said. So I don't know. Was it handwritten or printed?
It's printed.
It's printed.
How do you take this information on face value? Like, does it make sense to you, right off the? Should we read it again?
Yeah, the information is hilarious nonsense, but it's not unfamiliar nonsense.
Okay.
The argument that Jesus
don't be fooled by tricks of Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
I do not.
The swooning Jesus turning up in France. And they didn't mention that he also married Mary Magdalene and had a large family. But this is kind of familiar territory.
Did Jesus live a celebrity lifestyle, would you say?
Well, of course, I mean, any decent person today who's going to get a religious following needs to have a celebrity lifestyle.
Okay, cool.
And so I suppose there's that aspect to it. But this, they're drawing on, sort of standard mystery traditions that
conspiracies?
Somehow Jesus... Beg your pardon?
Conspiracies?
Yes, of course. Pure conspiracy theory, which became, it usually links to the Templars and various other such organizations. However, the other aspect that's very intriguing about this, that Victory Altar developed, is that they actually have a Messiah now who has kind of, God has materialized in the form of their leader, who regrettably has died, but is still managing to run the sect from immortality.
Oh, wow.
His name, that's quite clever, isn't it? So Cho Hee-seung is his name, and it is recognized on the standard sites. There's a center for the research into strange religions led by Massimo Intravene in Italy. And I've had a little bit of contact with Mr. Intravene, and he does seem to know a huge amount about these groups. So this particular figure, born in 1931, imprisoned by the Japanese, was part of a movement called Olive Tree, which was a schism from Presbyterianism, which was the strongest of the churches that brought Christianity to Korea. And then he founded his religion in Korea in 1981 and established victory altars in various parts of Korea and then spread them to the USA and Japan. And eventually, there apparently is a victory altar here in New Zealand. Though where I haven't been able to find, pretty your postage stamp wasn't bigger because it might have told us where the altar is.
Well, that must be their angle. You can't return to sender that way, can you?
Yes, I suppose that's possible. However, unfortunately, he was put into prison on charges of fraud, spent 6 years in jail, and then was accused of murdering six of people who were rivals of leadership in this kind of neo-Christian world. And he died in prison. It was actually sentenced to the death penalty, but he died in prison in 2004. But never mind, because, as I say, he's doing quite a good job on leading the movement from his immortal state.
Any word on how he is delivering messages from his immortal state to the people?
There's a local president who fortunately has quite a good hotline to Cho Hee-seung. And so he's able to let us know exactly what he's talking about. Mind you, he's not doing nearly as well as Cho Hee-seung because the movement, which had 400,000 followers, has dropped away rather severely. Mm. It's from 400,000 down to maybe 100,000. Still, I mean, you know, 100,000 is pretty good. Mm. This will explain. See, in our census figures, there's separate figures for Korean religions and for Japanese religions. And in both cases, they're quite vigorous blends of Buddhism and Christianity that flourish in these contexts. And I think that's what we've got here.
Why would I want to join Victory Altar, Peter?
That's a personal question to yourself, I think, John. You need to look inside and see what
I'm not quite convinced by the note in my letterbox.
No, I understand. But the first thing is that there is a conspiracy abroad which has fooled you. Mm. See? You've come to believe lies, and if only your ignorance was enlightened.
Mm. Is it a flat earth religion? Sounds like
so it. On their website, mankind is not animal nor creature, but the descendant of God of life and truth.
Classic.
View from the standpoint of the spirit of desire. And Victor Savior, I think they mean Victory Savior, because this is the Victory Altar. There's only been an incomplete understanding of the universe.
Are they going to be mad at us for talking about this, do you think? Because they don't want God on the radio or on TV. Or
I think this... Victory Altar doesn't get nearly as much publicity as the Shinjin Chi. Right. And because of this, they're doing what they can.
Do you think John's letterbox is targeted because they know that he works
for BFM? I think that they have picked Johnny is the one who can make
sorry,
the
Peter,
truth known.
Just go back. Are you saying John is the one? Sorry.
Well, it depends on whether the Victory Altar. I mean, you can be reincarnated. I think.
Would you say
really
that John, they've to, chosen John to be
to
one?
Flourish.
John is the chosen
possibly
one.
Possibly you've been chosen, but I think more likely, you need to bring your tribute to the Victory Altar.
Yeah, and John, back it up, John.
The tribute might be rather expensive.
Okay. Damn it.
Well, you're invited to my church, Peter, the Victory Altar, and
just bring some money.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I at the moment I've just had an invitation from Gloria Vale to visit.
Oh wow!
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Yeah. So once I've done that,
do you have a safe word ready?
Pardon?
What's that going to be like?
No. It was very interesting because they wrote to me. Understandably highly annoyed at the way in which I was quoted in the story, which I didn't fully agree with the story.
Okay.
And I explained myself and said that I actually believed that all religious movements have a right to freedom so long as they're peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is the stance of Gloria Vale.
Okay.
I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and it's not my cup of tea. But it is genuinely trying to create a kind of peaceful, transformative community. And so, you know, I think I will take that up and
make
a long hike. Yes, and let you know.
When have you got this planned?
The letter only arrived on Friday, okay. So I'm pondering when I could manage to fit this in.
All right.
But it'll be quite tempting. As long as it's not raining at the time.
Mm. I also would like to talk about the hypothesis that Christianity was born out of psychedelic experiences. Have you looked into this?
So this is the magic mushroom of Wilson's idea.
Yeah, have you heard about this? Do you know about this, obviously?
Yeah. Mm. So this was a very popular view in the early days of the psychedelic revolution.
Right.
That in fact, religious ideas are very much linked to the visionary experiences of... And
so, the Adam and Eve apple, they reckon, might have been
precisely.
A mushroom.
Yeah. Now, of course, it's fair enough to say that there is some comparison between the visionary in religion and the visionary in psychedelic experience.
The burning bush that spoke to old mate.
Yeah,
apparently that bush is full of DMT.
Yeah.
And the burning represents smoking the bush. So, should we dig into this on another episode?
I think that would be a very interesting thing because we would also link it to psychiatric illnesses.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
And so make a great topic.
Fantastic, Peter. It's always a pleasure, mate. John, any advice for John? Just carry on. Don't reply to the...
I think you can look at their website and it's not going to destroy your computer. That was the bit I was nervous about.
Okay.
You're our canary in the cave, Peter.
Up and going.
We send you out, Peter. You're like the cushion.
All right, Peter. Hey, thank you very much. We'll check in with you next week.
A pleasure.